Welcome to On The Table Podcast. We run this
mother. Hi guys, how's it? Welcome, welcome. This is the third episode of On The Table OTT with myself, Dineo. I've dropped the AKA, by the way, because my little sister dragged me for that shit.
No.
We are not doing the AKA thing. I'm too grown for to be dragged. Like, in 19,
so you're just Dineo.
No, now I'm just Dineo Mashego, and that's just that. But I'm never flying solo. Always with my co-pilot. The gorgeous. Oh, guys, you should see her today. She's so beautiful. She's got like this trance thing going on.
Banyana, thigh slit.
It's about me.
We tried to get her to drop a thigh.
Yeah.
We tried.
It wasn't working.
It is a hot day. It is a hot day. I couldn't.
And we not just
I looked like you earlier. Like literally I was wearing jeans and then I was like, you know, it's
why
hot.
Why didn't you just keep the jeans on?
Well, it was hot. You know, you just need ingubo ezo kudlulumoya. You know? Yeah.
Is that it?
It's just, okay. It was getting too stuffy.
Okay, no, but she looks stunning.
Thank you.
Just for the people who always like, oh my God, we want to see Ghosty on camera. She's Ghosty for a reason. Stop it.
Yes.
It's never going to happen.
Yes.
Anyway, it's not just the two of us. We've got our co-host. Please introduce yourself, Sissy.
Bum tawaga dad, bum tawaga auntie, bum tawaga koko, bum tawaga sissy. I am Sims. Nila, today. OTT, yebo.
Yes. So, ladies, so today I want us to discuss it's not controversial. It's a topic that obviously you would have, like, you know, with the girls. I just wanted, like, you know, to find out, Wootsie, am I the only one who was on this train?
Is it like
a couple of us, right?
It's called Mama Throwback.
Girl, back in my youth, back in the heydays.
Mm.
So I wanted us to talk about one night stands.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all guys had one night stands?
Hey.
No, let me not start with you. Hold on. Ghosty.
I want to hear yours first.
Oh,
girl. I'm curious.
Girl.
You brought this.
So I've had, in my entire 30 years of life, I've had 2 one night stands.
Okay.
And when I say disappointing, it's an understatement.
Oh.
So they were not what one night stands were supposed to be. The first one was, please don't laugh, it's a sad case of just wasted vagina.
Yeah, mileage gone.
Just
for no reason.
Running out, like there's nothing there.
Okay. Yeah, excuse me.
So the first one was with, not a stranger per se, because like they were friends with an ex-friend of mine. So it was just like, it was like a friend thing. We went out in Rosebank when there was still, I can't remember if it was Liquid Chefs or if it was Liquid Blue. But there was a club nyana there in Rosebank.
Umdala. Umdala. Liquid Chef.
So it was Liquid something.
That's why your night stand was trash. Liquid Chefs. You picked up a nigga at Liquid Chefs.
No, I don't know.
Oh, he was a friend thing.
No, it was a friend thing. So we went there, saw him. Okay. But me and him obviously had like a connection.
You probably went
whatever.
To Zara.
And then I did go to Zara as well, but I did go to Zara, guys. I'm that, yeah, like I'm with the bank, I'm that girl. So anyway, this is not the point. The point is, it's no brother, we felt each other, but also we were drunk. And then went back to his place. And I told my friend at the time, my best friend, I was like, listen, babes, me, I'm going home with this one because there's a connection and I feel it.
Mm. So this was your friend, by the way. This guy, was he your
friend? No, first time meeting him.
Okay. And you knew that this is going to just be a one night, or you were actually thinking
the reason, what prompted that to happen was the fact that I was going through a heartbreak.
Okay.
I was heartbroken by a very short man
Oh.
who used to wear fedoras. So fuck that nigga.
Your legs look like trash.
Fuck that nigga. So he screwed me over, and then I fell in love, but I was the only one in that relationship.
You ended up screwing yourself
so
over.
So I get about it, to get over somebody, you need to get under someone.
Okay.
Yes. Getting under was not what I planned, guys. Oh, it was sex I've ever had. I was just like, I don't know why I did this. Even the second one. Now, the second one, I was rooting for the guy because for the longest time, I was like, I've been bawailing. That one was sort of like a friend.
Okay.
I was bawailing, and he was an ex-college mate. Mm-hmm. We linked up, and then we went out to go drink. And then I was like, "Ek dalabo ngikayile."
But okay, in your eyeing, were you hoping for a relationship?
No, not even.
No,
it was just like thirst. Like,
okay.
It was solid. Okay. Like, I just want to do... dirty you. Things. Okay. Yeah, I want to do you and I just want to do dirty things. There was never like a, we're going to be in a... So he had a girlfriend, I think, or they broke up. I can't remember. I couldn't give a fuck.
Bed sex. They broke up because of bed sex.
Probably. I was rooting for him. Like, guys, you don't understand. I was there, like, Muhle. He was like, you
it's
know...
always the cute one.
Tall. And oh, I was just like, oh, lady. My God. Safika Petrumini. My daughter. Never. Ever since... That was my second and last...
Okay.
One night stand. I've never had a one night stand after because I'm just like, it's trash. Like, Haibo. They've been telling Guti one night stands are like
amazing,
dope, and they're gonna make me climb walls and chandeliers. Ganti.
And you?
Hey, yo, Mina, it's quite the opposite, actually.
And by the way, Sims is a married woman.
I'm a married woman.
Yes!
You know?
Guys,
Salubandi, because the man that married me knows that I am from the streets.
Yes.
I ran the streets. He was like, get out of these streets.
So you was.
So yeah, Khuzuga, my boom, I'm that.
You was a
hoe. I'm a life saver.
Yes!
Captain Saver.
Guys, I'm gonna assume because I didn't mind like a present gift there because he saved me.
Oh,
okay. But he didn't know, guys. I'm lying. I was done with the streets.
Take us through your awesome two nuts or whatever. How many nuts stands you've
two nuts.
I'm annoyed.
I wish they were 5 or 6, but yeah. Okay, the first one was amazing. He kissed me here, guys. Y'all know, so it was amazing.
On the forehead.
He kissed me. John Chingundo, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I used to be a hostess back in them days, you know.
On the...
Sesekona is Stripes on 7, you remember? A Melville, a 7th F, there was a place called Stripes on 7.
Are you also a
host? Kospodong days.
Yo.
Yes. So, this nigga... Bega vula is a girl, and you know boys that vula is a girl. I don't trust, I don't believe in them. No.
But apparently, that was
I'm a pucha. Kesembobini. Okay, but yeah.
So you
Bega vula, and he was making me upset the whole night. I'm like, I don't like this guy. Can't you only for us to be in the same transport going back home?
Oh.
And then,
we were the last two to get in the transport. And then I couldn't find my keys.
So, Emma Bailey, wait. So you left Stripes.
On 7. Yes.
And then you went home, let's say in the Maxi, because there was no Ubers, it was Maxi Taxi thing.
No, we were hostesses, ne?
Okay.
They were also hosting, I don't know, Bebai dance group or whatever. So
I
they
see.
Ended up putting us in the same karakar. We were in a karakar.
Oh.
You know, so it was transport going back home.
Okay. So when did the fucking happen? Like, when did you guys decide, Jorge?
When I did not find my home keys and they were like, it's fine, let's just go chill. So we went to chill. And then.
This is what? At 3 a.m.
Do you know conversations that at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I feel like her keys were there.
Yeah.
Ukel was just like,
my vagina said you have no keys.
Guys,
and you're like, okay.
No, guys.
It
is being assault. Being at the beach. It is like because I'm chuluk.
I need to play first kiss your forehead.
Yeah.
I need to first kiss your forehead. Oh yeah, your forehead.
Even worse, guys. He kissed my forehead when he left.
Oh.
So and we were slowly on the couch and you're like, okay. Wang bam, ew.
How was it? Sabawel.
First of all,
I wish I could reverse time.
Mude, udak. Angsaigute.
Oh, it's the dog.
Yeah, it's those skinny.
I should have known by the lights. This was gonna be.
Let's just say he represented for his team, his uncles, his ancestors, the people in Kunta Kente. He represented for them all. And then when he left, he was like, "Yo, sekumeleng hambe manje." And then I was like, can you take me to meet your family, please?
No,
then he kissed me here.
It wasn't, and
it was
it, over. There wasn't.
And
even,
you never saw him again?
Ever.
Is that?
So, shut. Nchale. Uguti, Avele.
Ungaveli. Ungaveli. Ungaveli.
He could be.
Stay wherever you are. I put the hex on you, stay there.
He could be a chiller and he could be like literally on some.
Don't chill
snap,
with
Charlie.
Me ever again. Thank you.
Guys, now all I'm saying is that one night stands for me were just a trap. Like, I was told otherwise. Because you know when you watch, like, movies and you see, like, they go in and they rip each other's eyes.
But I feel with one night stands, I feel like you need to, like, emotionally prepare yourself. You see, like, and just know that this is once off for you to have that good time. But if you come in there with feelings, I want to know, you are literally
feeling. Oh, I wish you can come back.
Ghosty,
I want anything more. I just expect you to do the most.
It's a one night stand for a reason. Yeah.
But did you do the most?
Hey, there's also that.
That's a question also.
I represented.
Jani.
Hi, was she supposed to demonstrate? Must I show you?
Okay, look. So maybe I was also at fault. Partly because...
Because if you're going to lie there, wait.
I was not exactly
the
soberest. I can just...
No,
you
I was
asleep.
No, I was. I wasn't exactly the soberest person in the room because I was going through the fucking most.
Yeah.
Right? So the drinking bit of going through the most, I'm drinking to like... take care of the heartache.
Okay, you're trying to numb. You are masking the pain.
Yeah. You can't compare with the movies. The movies is obviously camera, action,
lights,
all of this.
So my thing is, if I'm going to like waste mileage, the least you can do...
You sound like an Uno.
...is bring it. Like, just like...
Maybe we'll seven send you Uno. No wonder we'll be like lost mileage.
This is not a Dineo Dragathon session. This is a what the fuck.
No.
Account
babes.
Yeah, I'll take like 30% of the like accountability, but I was really rooting. Like I was, look, with the first one, it was fun because get stranger, you know? Mm. Like anything. But with the second one.
No, that one
I was like,
fresh, yeah.
Nigga, I've been prepping for this moment.
I believed
moment.
In you more than I believed in myself. And you're going to do me like this. My guy.
So, okay. Mm. But is the disappointment the guy couldn't foreplay? It couldn't what?
There was no foreplay because already I was ready to go. It's revving.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
There was no need for foreplay. All he had to do was deliver.
But then
he had one fucking job.
How is a person to know? Because literally, I feel like and one night stand is a gamble.
No, I think
it's a luck game. No, let's be honest. Wait, like it's a luck game because the person doesn't know your body. He doesn't know what triggers you, what you like. Maybe now you're going to call the person and say, no, he sucked because he didn't
lick
my boobs.
Yeah, and did you tell him?
Did he know?
No.
Umsendelile manual before.
But listen, so like I'm saying, it wasn't like a planned thing. Like we didn't go out and then plan it to be like, ooh. But you know what? After you get like a couple of babes in, then it starts to tingle and you're just like, actually.
Yes.
Actually, I feel like, you know, I just want to do the things.
Okay.
Heaven. How?
Get to the apartment. Like, there's also a level of a one night stand. If you're a person who takes forever to come, you could have problems. So you must already be a person who can come very fast.
Look,
this is. I'm just saying.
I feel like this is a drag.
No. It's
so basically, one night stands are a gamble.
Yes,
they either come out stunning or trash.
Yeah.
Look,
because a person at the end of the day, you are out here to please yourself.
That's also
you
true.
Need to be selfish in
that's,
the one
that's
night
true.
Stand. It's not about the other person.
Look,
so you're another guy, probably his. Like experiences that you know what kagum nandi no dinero yena ufi.
Okay, what if he's got a different story?
Well, because you need
know.
A matter with
guys. Guys always tell their friends they did the most. Always.
They probably added spice.
You'll never meet any guy that says I was trash.
That's even
because
if
I am a funuga trash.
That's even if okay. He's spoken about it. Like, because this is the first time I speak about it, and this is the first time my partner. Is gonna know that okay. I used to run the streets.
RIP relationship.
No, not RIP. No, there's no. No, he knows. Like
guys.
I used to have like a whole history. Like I used to have a life before him.
Yeah.
So really, I was like the wild one. Like you know, Sixes, Melville, the Bank.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was
exploring.
Eating my youth.
Yeah.
And then I just happened to like be heartbroken and. There was
end this, up with him.
This man. Now, so he's not even Captain Save a Ho, because by the time me and him met,
you were done.
You were done.
I was like, I'm ready to settle.
Okay.
I'm ready to
come
like
now.
You know? Mm. So he's gonna find out when everybody else find out.
That, good luck to you, sir.
That girl has been wild in these streets.
I guess for me to be better college.
It is.
You know, I'm saying it's not that wild. Like,
look, I mean, I wish I'm not gonna say a lot of like certain things on here because y'all gonna judge.
Yeah.
But what I will tell you is that mina ubushabam gibhlile
shame.
Okay. I had my one night stands. Yonke lanto.
It was
because I feel like if I didn't do that, I'm a very inquisitive person. Yeah. So I feel like if I didn't do it then,
now would be the time.
Can I tell you something about me? When we said we're going to discuss this, have this topic, I was literally scrambling back in my whole days.
Digging.
No white nights, no one night stands.
So you were the good girl.
Not even that it's a good girl. I've had relationships where it could look like, well, because after he got the cookie, he left. So it's like, white night stand.
Are you a 90-day girl?
Huh?
Are you a 90-day girl?
No.
Who does that? Like in 90 days? Man, was disappointed after 90 days. Imagine
you were all in love. A nigga will wait for 90 days and leave.
Let's get it out the way. Let's see what the thing is about.
I feel like if I was a guy, now I'd wait for you for 90 days and still do what I want
and leave. Niggas will leave.
I wouldn't.
So for me, I think I used to just, you know, every time after you sleep with someone, there's that guilt.
Really?
And I never liked it. No, I'm just saying for myself. And it's that guilt that I'd end up not liking. Like, if
the
anything,
person.
A person. Shit. Yeah. So, and I was like, I'm a candidate for marriage. That's how I knew.
But Tung Lu,
I need that one.
They can find you at Middle as well house. You know, that material, marriage.
Yes.
I was like,
I'm that girl.
No, I've always, like, I was just like, I'm living my life. These are the streets.
Yes.
Let's just do it. And no. I never had the guilt thing. Like, we would do it if I felt, like with the two guys.
No,
so the first one always tried to, like, call and check up.
I didn't have the liver.
Don't check up on me. Don't call me.
I was like, don't call
me. Don't miss me.
Don't WhatsApp me. Don't check up on me. I'm fine. You were trash last night.
No.
I was just like, but just
wait. Yours even got phone numbers.
Yeah.
I'm not available. You didn't ask for my numbers.
No, he asked for numbers before the whole thing. Yeah, but so, and he was a nice guy. You know what I mean?
But he just never used them.
No, wait.
He never used the numbers.
No, well, he used them once or twice, like the morning to ask me, oh, you got home safe? I was like, yeah. And he was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah. And that was it.
Such a guy.
I was like, don't call me. Oh, and then he bumped into my best friend and was like, oh, it's your friend. She's like, she's around. She's okay. Say hi to her. I was like, no.
Wow.
Don't.
There's nothing there.
No. Don't come.
I was like, don't call me. Don't WhatsApp. Don't think about me. Don't dream. I was like,
so you one night standed him.
Like, proper.
She one night standed him.
Yes.
Guy, Dineo's guy, can me and you have a conversation of how it feels like to be one night standed? Because
I think
everything she's describing did not happen to me.
Oh, please. I think it was not his first time. If he was loose.
If always the ones with the disability that go around. It's always those ones.
He was loose. So.
Guys that can't do it.
That's why
he
can't
always do it.
No, but also I love the fact that you were like, I'm just like WAF material. You just knew from the off that would you? Me and
these. Yeah, but I was wilding. Like, you know, I lived my life. Maybe not. It's not, but it's just, for me, I just saw it from then. I need a commitment.
For me, that came like a bit later. And I'm not saying like it was like open sesame every day, all day. No,
exactly.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that I was in control of those decisions. Yes. You know what I mean? Yes. So I was very in control of, I knew exactly what I was doing. I knew, Wuti, now we are entering whole phase.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to be lit for a while.
Yeah.
And with some of them, it didn't even get to the bedroom. It was just like, we have a ping, Angie. Like, just like a whole lot of niggas calling you at the same time. Sometimes it was for the food.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was
always for the food.
Because I'm hungry, because the bitch is hungry. Yes. Need to eat. You know what I mean?
Feed me, nigga.
So they had to feed me. But anyway, you guys can let us know if you've had, in the comments below, if you've had a one night stand and what that turned out to be. Look, if you got one night standard, like, okay, right here.
I really,
or you were just hit night standing.
One night standard. One night standing.
Or you were ghosty where you were just like, you know what? Me, I'm not doing this thing. I'm just like wifey.
Because in my levels, Linda, but you know.
In my levels,
yes. I think it's got
layers.
It just
hit me on this couch.
Yeah.
I actually feel so much better. Like, I thought, like, my wholeness was just like, oh. But I actually feel so much better. You know, I actually owned.
Yeah.
Yeah, you owned it. You honed.
It also made me aware of myself. I guess my sex life made me aware of myself and say, okay, I'm this person. This is how I function. So therefore, I need to be in relationships like this. Oh, maybe I'd work well in marriage.
But guys, it's so powerful to make such decisions. Ungakangeni in like the main decision. It's powerful to know what type of a person
you are.
Yeah. You know? I discovered that type of person all in the way. Yonke into was just like,
yeah, you need to.
It's just a mess.
You have to.
But imagine now you're out there deciding in a relationship. Actually, I don't like relationships. I just want to give you this cookie and be out.
And I've got, we're going to finish up, guys. I'm so sorry. Like, the guys are just looking at us like, yeah, Nina, it's cut. So I have a friend who gets bored in relationships. So she will do it for like a year or like 2 years. And then when we meet up to like, you know, link up and be like, how are you and the bear? She's just like, fuck, I'm bored. I'm just like, but you were bored with the last one. She's just like, yes, I'm bored with this one as well.
No.
So she has made it very clear that marriage on her cards,
it's not a thing.
Good,
right?
Good,
so I brought up this topic because I also feel like as women, we need to get to a point where we start owning our sexuality.
Yes.
We need to start owning like our sex. Yeah. If you want sex, you must just
fetch sex. Yes.
And that's that. There's no shame about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like, I feel like those type of conversations that you have with your girls, those are so liberating. And for me, I don't even judge her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, when a girl do what you need to do, I wish I was brave like her.
Yeah.
But she's just like, nah, the marriage thing, it's not going to work. I don't see myself there. I get bored easily. So I therefore dabble. Mm-hmm. You know, she's just...
Nibble here.
My M&M's right here. My nicknames Lana. You know. So I love those type of like those type of ownership.
And Nina, I just want to I'm a keep just for me.
And Nina,
constantly.
You can't,
I'm okay with that.
I'm a keep.
It was strange at first. Kuti, he's still here. I come back from work.
Sometimes when you might bores me, but anyway, that's not the point. Let us know in the comments below if you've had a one night stand and how that shit turned out. If it was whack like my ones, or if it was like, oh my god, he gets my forehead and like, please get me back, or you're like,
it's the forehead thing that confused me.
Yeah, or if you like ghosty over there on some, listen, I tried. This was not the life for me.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes. And also, even with the guys. Like, maybe people are complaining. Like, and double guys are like, wait, now, Enjoy, you are trash yourself. Now, Enjoy.
Guys who always work. Now, you always want to come out. Guys, I promise you, all the guys in the comment sections will say they killed it.
But do let us know.
Yes.
But thank you. Thank you so much for coming on this journey with us. And thank you so much for your comments as well. Some of them are rude. We read them. But we love you. And you are not going to see ghosty, so stop it. You are not going to see ghosts.
I
love you guys.
Are you going to drop a thigh?
No, I don't drop loot or nothing.
Nothing.
I just dropped the love.
No. Can I? Like, the
I
chillers,
just dropped the love.
The chillers are very quick. You will drop a toe, they will find you. You drop a dress, they will find you. So don't do it.
Okay.
Whatever you do, do not drop anything. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for having us. And thank you so much for watching. And please do like, subscribe, and press the bell button so that every time we upload, you do get a notification. We love you.
Thank you, Sims.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Sims. Ntaka ma.
Bye.
Ntaka dad.
Ntaka
you know.
Yeah.
This is On the Table Podcast. On the Table Podcast.